9 o'clock, the presidential debate from Atlanta, Georgia. Donald Trump and Joe Biden will go head to head. And joining us on the Big K Morning Show, Doug Saltzman, who is an expert in political and polling. He can analyze this stuff. He served U.S. Senator Arlen Specter for all of his 5 terms in the United States Senate and his other accoutrements. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
So I was looking at, just out of curiosity, viewership for previous debates. The highest is 84 million people watched Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump's debate. And then the next highest is the last debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. But this one may top those. We'll see on Thursday night. Well, let's talk about some of the rules of engagement here. So what do we know in terms of it's going to be 90 minutes in Atlanta, and they flipped a coin to see who got to pick their podium, right?
Yeah, exactly. I guess if you think the right side of your face looks better or the left side of your face, which side you want to be on. Again, it's not as if you can turn to a staffer to get information. They're not allowed to consult with a staffer. There's 2 commercial breaks. They're not even allowed to talk to a staffer during these commercial breaks. And yeah, this one's a little different, especially since there's no audience.
Right. That is to avoid, you know, the shout outs from the crowd. So I don't know who that would benefit, if there would be an audience or not. But in the meantime, and then CNN is controlling this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This one is hosted by CNN. It's not hosted by the Commission on Presidential Debates, which has been the case in the past. So, yeah, CNN has control over this one. And there's Jake Tapper and Dana Bush are the moderators on this one. They, of course, are co-hosts of the Sunday show on CNN State of the Union.
Doug, Paul Rasmussen here. I was curious to know if there's been if they've resolved the issue of whether or not the candidates can sit.
Yeah, I'd heard that too. No, they're going to be required to stand. Last I heard, now these could change. You know, over the years, there's been what's called MOUs, Memorandums of Understanding. And for many years, those were kept secret in the campaigns. But then that changed, and they went public with those MOUs. They literally, you know, have discussions on the lights in the room, the size of the podiums, the height of the podiums, the temperature of the room.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is at times discussed. George W. Bush, for instance, his campaign pushed hard to have it a very warm room. He lives in Crawford, Texas. If you've ever been there, I've been there. It's oppressive. 96 degrees average temperature in August and July. So he was okay with the hot temperatures. He was pleased with that. I'm sure Richard Nixon in 1960 wished the room wasn't as hot as it was for his debate with Kennedy after his makeup started to melt on his face, literally.
Yeah, you and I talked about this yesterday, Doug, that the fact that on the radio, people thought that Nixon won that debate. But on television, because of that and the sweating, it tipped the other way.
Exactly. They did polling after that one, early days of polling after the 1960 debate between Nixon and Vice President Nixon and Senator Jack Kennedy. And as you mentioned, those who listened on the radio thought Nixon clearly won, a complete flip for those who watched it on TV. Not everybody had TVs in 1960. So a lot of folks listened on radio, and they thought Kennedy won, and just because of his appearance, his good looks compared to Nixon.
And in this one, and this will be interesting, in that last debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, the microphones were not muted, but both Biden and Trump have agreed to have the microphones muted when it isn't their turn to speak. I find that interesting.
Yeah, that's very different, too. As you recall, especially the first debate between President Trump and then former Vice President, former Senator Biden. There were constant battles back and forth, you know, interrupting each other, that sort of thing that happened in that debate. It was described as rather chaotic in 2020. But yeah, I guess that new rule is sort of set to maintain order better. They try to keep them from interrupting each other, but that's hard to do. But again, with no live audience for feedback and the microphones being muted, they're not allowed props. They're not allowed notes. No notes at all. They do have a notepad with pencils, so they can take notes during it, but they can't bring notes with them. And another interesting change here, no opening statement. Usually the usual format debate begins with opening statements by both candidates. This one, they're delving right into questions right off the bat.
Doug, I would imagine we're still going to hear one candidate or the other, or probably both, saying something in the background while someone else's microphone is on. I would assume that's going to happen.
If they yell loud enough, I suppose. Right. I mean, these are directional mics, I'm sure, just for that meaning. It goes straight to the person speaking and not a wide-ranging mic that you might see at a concert or something or before a choir. So I don't think it will. Otherwise, it would be almost a muffled noise in the background,
mm-hmm.
I think,
yeah.
If you hear somebody yelling from across the stage. I don't think that's going to happen.
And this is a very early debate, and neither candidate is officially the candidate of the party yet, and they won't be until they get together for their conventions here in a few weeks. So that's unusual, isn't it?
No, absolutely. This is the earliest ever presidential campaign debate in history. They've never had one this early. This is June. People are on vacation. That's one question about how many people will be tuning in. I think it's going to be a huge audience. But this is vacation season. You know, this is June. It's unheard of. Debates are usually September, October. But no, this is very unusual. And the next debate, again, is not until September. So we're looking a couple of months away. It's a very unique situation, this one, that's for sure.
Doug, you have a few more minutes. I'd like to ask you about whether you think this will really change any minds or who stands to gain or lose the most in this effort. So can you stick around?
Absolutely.
Doug Saltzman, our guest on the Big K Morning Show. Next hour, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to an upcoming Pirate game, the weekend of the 4th of July against the Mets. Right now, back to Doug Saltzman, who is a political and polling analyst and expert. Doug, just curious your thoughts. We talked about the early presidential debate Thursday, the earliest ever that candidates have done this. Kind of surprised that they agreed to do it. But who stands to gain and lose the most in this, do you think?
Yeah, well, I could make a joke about the American public has the most to lose watching a debate like this, but that's not the case. What I think you're going to see happen here in this debate is the mental acuity issue, of course, when it comes to President Biden. And that's not a biased comment. That's just an ongoing discussion about the current president. His speech before Congress, he showed an incredible amount of energy, almost yelling at times. However, that's very different when you're giving that speech as opposed to a give and take, answering questions, responding during a debate like this. So I think in terms of what folks think of the current president, it's what people are going to be looking at. What people are going to be looking at the former president is how he responds, whether he does that attempt to interrupt, even with muted mics, which was the case especially the first debate between these two candidates 4 years ago. It's such a small percent of people you're going to reach, though, who haven't already decided and won't change their minds. I mean, even the former president being convicted in his trial changed very few minds. Will a debate make a difference based on how many people watch it? So I think from a standpoint of that very small percentage, that's what they're queuing in on, the undecideds. And how many that is really not clear at this point based on which poll you see. But that's what they're zoning in on those undecideds.
And that will be on CNN, and we will be carrying the debate here on KDK Radio. So if you're driving around, it starts again 9 o'clock on Thursday night out of Atlanta for 90 minutes. It should be high level curiosity and tune in factor, I would imagine, Doug. And if you don't mind, we'll check in with you later in the week.
Okay. Thank you very much, Larry and Paul. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Appreciate your time. Doug Saltzman in the Big K Morning Show.